Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known, if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. And we've got Larry down there on the phone in the Southland. How are you doing, Larry, aside from being rained out and lightninged out?
Oh, yeah, we're having thunderstorms down in this area. Both turn colder and then get warmer again. It's a really strange winter.
Yeah, we've had a very strange winter so far. Before we get rolling, I wanted to read Habakkuk, or part of it, chapter 1, or Habakkuk, however you want to pronounce it. And very, very important because it applies to the daughter of the Chaldeans, and we are the daughter of the Chaldeans, the Babylonian, the new modern Babylon with its Tower of Babel. In New York City, the United Nations, et cetera, et cetera. But anyway, the burden which Habakkuk, the prophet, did see. O Lord, how long shall I cry, and thou wilt not hear, even cry unto thee of violence, and thou wilt not save? Why dost thou show me iniquity, and cause me to behold grievance, for spoiling, and violence, are before me, and they are that rise up strife and contention. Therefore, the law is slacked, and judgment doth never go forth, for the wicked does compass about the righteous, therefore wrong judgment proceedeth. Behold ye among the heathen, and regard, and wonder marvelously. For I will work a work in your days, which you will not believe, though it be told you. For lo, I will raise up the Chaldeans, that bitter and hasty nation, which shall march through the breadth of the land to possess dwelling places that are not theirs. They are terrible and dreadful. Their judgment and their dignity shall proceed of themselves. Their horses also are swifter than the leopards, more fierce than the evening wolves, and their horsemen shall spread themselves. Their horsemen shall come from far. They shall fly as the eagle that hasteth to eat, and they shall all come for violence. Their faces shall sup up as the east wind, and they shall gather their captivity as the sand. And they shall scoff at the kings, and the princes shall be a scorn unto them. They shall deride every stronghold. They shall heap dust and take it. Then shall his mind change, and he shall pass over and offend, imputing this his power unto his God. And thou, art thou not from everlasting, O Lord my God, thine Holy One? We shall not die. O Lord, thou hast ordained them for judgment, and Almighty God, thou hast established them for correction. And I'm going to stop there, and that's verse 12. It goes on for a ways yet. The point I wanted to make is the law is now being slacked. Wrong judgment proceeds. There is no justice at all. And this ties in directly to Daniel 8, that the he-goat touches not the ground, comes from afar, comes for violence. This is not over. That's my point. What do you think, Larry?
Well, I think that's true. And as a matter of fact, let me read you something really interesting here from Robert A. Heinlein's Starship Troopers. And
yes.
Maybe people can roll their eyes, but recently, and you've seen the movie Starship Troopers. We've talked about that, but recently,
yes.
I got a copy of the original 1950s version of Starship mm-hmm. Troopers by Robert A. Heinlein, and who would have thought? I found a note in it which was really interesting. It's like a prediction, if you will, and it's written in the future, but it looks back at a time when North America was viable and on the decline. Let me read this real quick. A couple of paragraphs mm-hmm. here. It's talking about a time in America. On page 143, it begins, Mr. Du Bois was talking about the disorders that preceded the breakup of the North American Republic back in the mm-hmm. 20th century. According to him, there was a time just before they went down the drain when such crimes, and the one we're talking about in this book is raping and killing children, pedophiles. Mm-hmm. But there was a time just before they went down the drain when such crimes as Dillinger's were as common as dogfights. The terror had not been just in North America. Russia and the British Isles had it too, as well as other places. But it reached its peak in North America shortly before things went to pieces. Now, Stuart, that made me think of, that actually made me think of, you know, the Epstein.
Yes.
You know, situation.
Yeah, we could talk about that. That's very strange.
Yeah, and then a second paragraph here, it says, it talks about what happened to America, and it talked about there was no punishment for evil, and it says,
yep.
and that was the soft spot which destroyed what in many ways was an admirable culture. The junior hoodlums who roamed their streets were symptoms of a greater sickness. Their citizens, all of them counted as such, glorified their mythology of rights and lost track of their duties. No nation so constituted can endure. And when I read that, Stuart, it just jumped out at me, and I thought, oh, my gosh. I mean, hey, you know, here's Robert A. Heinlein back in the 1950s wrote that in a Starship Trooper novel about outer space and bugs. What do you think, Stuart?
He sure hit the nail on the head, because what do we got? What do we got in America? They just, from what we can gather, Hillary Clinton's been exonerated by the Department of Justice. Just totally corrupt. Just totally what the Bible says. Unfortunately, the Bible talks about our leaders and says their tables are full of vomit. This is how wicked and how ugly and how corrupt our government has become. And just like this thing says, and we will break up, ruler against ruler, Jeremiah, violence in the land, ruler against ruler. And the enemies see all this, and they say, ha-ha, let's go get them now. We got a little ways to go yet, probably, before we reach the apex of all of this. But I've fought for a long, long time, and I've said it repeatedly. None of these people are going to go to prison. None of these people are going to go to jail. Hillary, if we had done what Hillary had done, we would never see the sunlight ever again. And she gets off scot-free. And it's a shame. And it's just going to keep getting worse and worse and worse, because evil men and women wax worse and worse. So I don't think we've seen virtually anything yet. And now you've got these people in the cities over there in California. They're not even arresting people for crimes. Well, of course, the crime rate's going to go sky high. And then if a citizen whose house is broken into defends themselves, they're the wrong judgment proceeds. They're the ones who are guilty. Not the perpetrators. In other words, everything is reversed. Everything is turned upside down. And I don't know what happens to the brains of these people, but I guess it's part of what God must do or has to do to show the human race they're fallen. They are in dire need of a redeemer
whom they have utterly rejected, and on it goes. So hell awaits. What more can you tell people? All you can do is put it out there, and even the Christians, by and large, have rejected the truth of Scripture. We're in the middle of a gigantic apostasy, and I don't know where this is going to end. I don't think I want to know where this is going to end. It just seems odd that I would read that, and then you read what you said. It dovetails almost exactly. Yours from a novel. This is from Scripture, both of which are coming to pass. It's amazing. What do you think?
Well, I think you're right, and you mentioned, of course, people thinking that everything's leveled out, in the Middle East, and we really are on the verge of dire circumstances, and even though a lot of times we talk information and intel from Sergeant Paul and Hal Turner and Dave Hodges, and we could just go on and on and on, but a lot of it, Stuart, you can't vet. You really can't verify because it's from insiders and it's a one-time thing to the source, and that's it. But I did want to share, though, I can't vet this. I'm just going to read it, Stuart, and get your opinion. And this is some intelligence that came into Hal Turner, and he does have sources apparently in Iran and is getting information. But anyway, here's some of the – I just made some notes here. I'll just read them. It says, discussions inside Iran, the IRGC, possible strike on the USS Harry Truman aircraft carrier and other naval vessels around January the 12th, ? Very substantial U.S. troop numbers are being moved into a region, much more than publicly is being disclosed.
Yes.
Iran is in prep for a major battle. Now, according to intelligence, it says that Iran has prepped and fielded 16,000 missiles, plus now, according to intel, they are readying 80,000 more missiles for soon use. Now, I can't vet that, Stuart. I can't vet any of that. However, ironically, Israeli News Live with Danoon.
Yes.
He basically had a comment on why President Trump will not retaliate. Talking about the Iranian technology that was used in those ballistic missiles, because apparently, Stuart, even though we had prior knowledge of the attack, we wasn't able to stop them. Our Patriot units apparently can't shoot them down. It didn't shoot their missiles down. And Danoon said he had intel that the Chinese had secretly give the Iranians special systems for their ballistic missiles that the U.S. systems are not able to stop. Now, that could sound far-fetched, Stuart. It might sound a little bit far-fetched to some people. But then I'm wondering why suddenly when that base is attacked and we don't retaliate and we go silent almost, which we have done, and everybody said, oh, we're just waiting to see what they do. Well, they just did it. we're not waiting on their response. They just did it. They attacked us. But what's interesting is Israel, who has been very vocal about wanting to attack Iran, suddenly after this attack, they go silent. Israel goes dark. And not only that, Stuart, recent, and I put it on my blog today. If you've read my blog, you've seen it.
Yep.
The Yahoo News and also Ynet News over in Israel is purporting that Israel has now brought out secret technology to defend the Israeli territory with that are laser air defense weapons. They brought out technology they wouldn't have brought out and made public unless there was a danger. So my question, Stuart, is it by chance that suddenly we find ourselves victims of the last 8 years of Obama or before, Clinton and Bush and Obama, and now we find that we have no defense to a tax upon us?
Well, I would believe that, because if you follow the New World Order, America has to go down, and the only way it could go down is our leaders commit high treason. And that's what they're doing. They're committing treason. They're going to get away with it. They don't have to worry about the American people finding out or doing anything about it. They have to worry about God the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost. That's who they have to worry about. And, of course, they mock all that. So, like, everything reverses. And they've been working on giving China all kinds of stuff. Obama gave Iran all kinds of stuff. It's amazing. And when you talk about technology, I want to read something here. I got this from follower of the news, and he posts a lot of stuff for us. Magrav, I guess that's how they pronounce it, technology. The Naval Surface Forces of the Ministry of the Defense, MOD, are reporting that three nuclear-powered Akula-class submarines belonging to the 24th Submarine Division of the Northern Fleet have successfully war-gamed, and I thought you're going to remember this one, the American aircraft carrier USS Theodore Roosevelt, causing it to flee in terror towards the waters off the Hampshire coast in the United Kingdom. Within hours of the NSF reporting this critical incident, it is interesting to note that British press sources confirmed that this U.S. Navy behemoth of 100,000 tons of firepower did indeed dock off Stokes Bay in Gosport, stunning thousands of spectators who jammed roads and lined the banks of the River Solent to see it, but which they also described as a port call where none had been scheduled. As to how the U.S. carrier was disabled by the Northern Fleet's attack submarines, this report says was due to the Federation's successful implementation of Magrav technology weapons that had previously been used against American warships and had disabled them as well. In fact, the NSF experts report it was only a few weeks ago that the USS Theodore Roosevelt was sunk by French submarine using Magrav technology off the coast of Florida, where the war games within the Americans were testing their countermeasures against this revolutionary weapon prior to their ship's deployment to confront Northern Fleet forces. Now, you know, how do you vet something like this? But, well, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to mention, Stuart, the only way, you know, you really can't, but if you'll remember, a few months ago, Florida Marquis, a guy by the name of Florida Marquis, was posting some of that very same information about these ships that were being hit with some kind of electromagnetic weapons that was taking out all their power. They had no power and had to have been towed to places, and it happened to destroyers and carrier, all kind of stuff was going on. And then, remember, YouTube completely dethroned Florida Marquis and shut him down. He's still operating, but he's having to do it like a outlaw. And by the way, Stuart, I just wanted to tell you, we're having some pretty bad storms here right now, so if you lose me, I'll try to call back in.
Okay. Anyway, here's what President Obama banning Magrav technology in 2012. It should be noted, Mahan Kushi replied to the American leader in an open letter. Your Excellency, President Obama, we offer you a path towards real world peace through the development of this new technology for the whole human race. I invite you to direct presentation of our technology to you and your cabinet to be given on neutral grounds where the president of Iran could also be present and where no one betrays anyone else, so that we can all understand the fundamental change that is about to be brought to mankind. Let us talk about genuine world peace. As I said in my Sunday interview in Los Angeles, let us convert the military factories of the U.S. to provide resources for the U.S. Space Organization. So that, now this was written back in 2012, I believe. And you're already picking up on a few things here that we didn't know anything about, like the U.S. Space Organization, which we just found out about, you know, publicly through Trump. We've known it was in existence for a long time. The aircraft carriers of the U.S., now this is the interesting thing, the aircraft carriers of the U.S. will become nothing but floating bathtubs if our Margrav technology is used effectively, and the runways full of F-16s and 18s will also be nothing but runway museums of iron birds, as these craft will not be able to fly if their electronic systems are once touched by Margrav space technology. These crafts and battleships will have to be rewired from A to Z before they can ever operate again. President Obama, we invite you to understand this change and to let us show you the technology that is bringing it about. Then we invite you to a table of world peace. And he goes on for a little while, but notice Iran is in the middle of this thing, that Iran would be there. That means Iran already has it. They probably don't even need the missiles. What do you think?
I think we're at a very critical time frame in human history, probably.
Yeah, it's amazing that this is, we're being reminded of this once again. And it sounds to me like these are sort of a focused EMP weapon of some sort, where you can direct it, kind of like a microwave weapon, where you just point it, and you have fried all of their wiring. And, of course, that would disable not only the aircraft on these aircraft carriers, it would all but freeze the any boat, missile launcher. It would neutralize them. And there are reports that Putin called Trump, told him not to get involved in Iranian affairs. So, and do you remember when Trump came out and made that remark? He acted very strange, I thought. He was very hesitant. He was not his usual bold self. He's recovered now, but back then, and I was watching Milley and the other general that was behind him, they looked very disturbed, I thought. What do you think about that?
I noticed that in that image that you saw, and, you know, when it was live when it was happening, but also you could tell the military very concerned. I've never seen Milley's face so concerned.
Yeah, he seemed, and Israeli News Live really came out and reported on that, and that our missiles were unable to do anything. Well, who knows? Maybe they destroyed our missile defense. I have no idea whether any missiles were even fired on our behalf to stop that which was coming in. And again, folks, you don't know what you're really watching. Because Jesus told us that the end of days was going to be nothing but deception and lies. And I guess that's basically coming to pass, I would think. Here's another headline here, Larry. What do you think? Now the Iranians are promising more military action against the United States forces that would definitely start World War III. Written by a Michael Snyder. So, why are they threatening again?
I mean, they promised they're going to hit us and hit us hard.
Well, I've been trying to keep up with some of the intelligence that's coming out of Iran, and if it's real, it seems to be the Iranian military is kind of at odds at the moment with the civilian government, and where the civilian government, after the first missile onslaught, or, you know, one wave and then two waves, they wanted to back off and wait and see what Trump would do. But the military really want to go all the way. They want to go to full head war. And they seem to think, which by when you begin to talk about, if Hal Turner's accurate, 80,000 missiles, even if you've got a few missile defense systems, they can be so overwhelmed. How are you going to stop them? That's just way too. And, you know, in Israel right now, you know, there's 100-something thousand missiles, you know, that could come out of Lebanon, not to count Hezbollah and Fatah and Syria and out of the corners of Iraq. And, you know, I mean, they can literally overwhelm with the missiles they've already got. And those are just, you know, medium and short-range medium and ballistic missiles. So even if they don't have lots of technology, I don't know, Stuart, it seems like possibly we're in a pause, but if Hal Turner's correct, and the only reason I gave that date of January the 12th, because I'm not a date setter, but that was the date that they wanted to go back to full war and begin to fire on our Navy units in that region. And so, and by the way, I don't know if you heard about it today, but a Russian spy missile ship actually did a provocative act in the Arabian Sea against one of our destroyers. So, you know, it's almost, and Stuart, this is what concerns me more than anything. The more and more that the rhinos, which are Republicans, by the way, the Democrats and the deep state all attack Trump, which is nonstop, the more our enemies see weakness, and if they're smart, it's a good time to take us out.
Yeah, it is. And once we get into a revolution here, and that we've got to get into the Virginia thing, it's getting worse. They are, in fact, producing all these. I guess they got to vote on them, but they're introducing all these horrendous gun control bills. This is all part of the UN, United Nations communist operation from start to finish. And we'll get into that. Here's Iran's missile strikes on Iraqi bases housing U.S. troops were the first stage of a major regional operation aimed at expelling U.S. forces from the Middle East, the Iranian commander responsible for the attack said on Thursday. Brigadier General, who has commanded of Iran's Revolutionary Guard Aerospace Force, oversees most of Iran's missile arsenal, stopped short of threatening further concrete military action. He also said Iran hadn't intended to kill anyone on Wednesday's attack, but only to cause material damage. But he also said harsher revenge is coming soon. A senior military commander has promised further action against the United States. So anyway, it looks like this pause could actually end just about any time, doesn't it? I mean, we don't know.
Well, that's very true, Stuart. And at the same time, we're being provoked by Kim in North Korea. We're being provoked by China. We're being provoked by Russia. And Iran's doing their thing, and really we are absolutely so vulnerable. Matter of fact, I saw a report today, and we all know that Trump's wall isn't up because our own government didn't want it up.
Yep.
You know, it don't take anybody real smart to figure that out. And now they've got DHS and alerts going out that the intel is coming in that foreign terrorists are being led in by Guatemalans to cross our border, and some of them are suicide bombers. So there you are, Stuart.
Yeah, and I got a feeling that we got a lot of suicide bombers already in here. We've got all kinds of Iranian sleeper cells. We've known about that. The FBI has said that there are 35 Islamic training camps in the United States. I don't know why they weren't shut down. Instead, they go after some Christian militia guys and shut them down. So what we got is treason. And what we've got is total corruption in Washington, and the payback is a very high temperature, instantaneous temperature rise for both Washington, D.C. and New York City and Lord knows what other cities that he's going to allow to be taken out in a surprise nuclear attack. It's written in the scripture. It would be nice if our leaders would actually read the Bible, because if they actually read it, and they actually used logic and rational thinking, they'd all be on their bellies looking for mercy. But I got news. There is no mercy coming to the United States. We crossed the line some time ago. The Lord told me that probably 20 years ago, 25 years ago now, that we had crossed the line and there was no return. And it's just a question of how long it takes and a setup to bring America to the point of nuclear annihilation. And that's not the only thing we got to worry about. Here's another one we can talk about, Larry. Cosmic shock waves coming, along with slower gravitational waves from the center of the Milky Way. When will the Ratcliffe wave hit? And you turned me on to this thing. It is an electrical field called the electric current sheet. It has hit our nearest stars and planets. The sun appears to be showing some signs of influence. Now, this is the kicker. It comes from the center of the galaxy, rippling and undulating ever towards us. It is a magnetic cloud of gas and dust. What it really is a cosmic wave, along with clouds of gas and dust. I've mentioned Dr. Paul LaViolette and his Earth Under Fire book, and people really should look for it and read it. He's figured it out. He figured it out probably 15, 20 years ago, what was coming. And now it's just about here. Anyway, it says, what is the big deal? A supernova could fry the Earth if it comes our way. And we are facing it. Now, that brings us to what's going on. What's your latest on, what's the name of that big star?
Beltegeuse?
Beltegeuse, or some of them call it, I don't know what the correct pronunciation is. Some call it Betelgeuse after the movie. But it is probably Betelgeuse when it comes right down to it. But what's the deal on that? It seems to be dimming much more than normal.
Well, not only that, Stuart, I got an alert from Space Weather tonight, actually. I didn't have time to send it to you, but, you know, we talked about this the other day about, you know, and the location of that star. It was the brightest star in the Orion. It was up there by the
yes,
the left-hand corner where, you would hold a bow, I guess, or, you know. Anyway, it's been dimming. And I got an alert this evening that says that they're now, it's dimmed even more, and they are expecting a supernova. But this is the deal, Stuart. As far away as that is, and we're talking Orion, and it's odd, Stuart, that the Bible also talks about Orion and its influences. Now,
yes,
maybe when the Bible talked about it, that was actually a warning to us, but of course we never do clue on the warnings, but you know, I'm sure the Creator didn't write Orion and the Pleiades in the Bible for nothing, because he don't do that. And
exactly.
So what's interesting is the fact that it's so far away that for that to be happening and approaching supernova now, where that's at is already over. It's been over a long, 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 long time, but we're just now seeing it and observing it as it goes into what they say is going to be a supernova. Now, I'm almost wondering, Stuart, because of when, you know, if that star has already imploded or supernovaed, is this cosmic waves coming in from that event that are just now reaching us about the time we begin to see something wrong with that star?
Well, it could well be because it's, I think, if I remember right, it's like 640 light years away. It's not that far away, but they said, oh, well, even if it's supernova, it wouldn't hurt anything. Well, that's not what Paul LaViolette has to say about it. These things can fry the planet. The other star you got to worry about is Arcturus, which is in, what's the name of the constellation? Bootes. And Arcturus is especially tied to the Lord Jesus Christ. So there's a lot of things that are coming in the heavenlies and a lot of signs that have come and gone, and everybody's kind of mocking now. Well, you know, we've had all these things happen and nothing has occurred. Well, the Lord says you probably don't want things to happen because when they do, you're not going to be very happy about it. Most people are not ready. It doesn't matter what they claim. The human race is not ready for what's coming. But, you know, if that star, and that was a red giant, and it has in the past fainted periodically, then it comes back. But this time, I guess it's far, far greater. So they are afraid of a supernova. And you're right, it's already occurred. And the shock waves are just probably beginning to reach us, like the system in the core of the Milky Way galaxy. That's 26,000 light years away, and we already have pictures of tremendous activity shooting out from the black hole or big sun, whatever it is, in the middle of the Milky Way core. If we've got the pictures of it, that means the light has already reached us, which means the cosmic waves are already passing through, and we've already got evidence of that. Mike from around the world was talking about that what's his name? The pastor. Are you serious, guy?
you're talking about... Yeah. wow, you shouldn't have asked me. I can't think of his name. I can see his face.
I can't remember his name either. But anyway, it's the Are You Serious guy.
Paul Begley.
Yeah, Paul Begley. And he's had several interviews with Mike from around the world. A lot of people don't believe what Mike says, but most of it is very, very accurate. And these cosmic waves that are going through already, Paul LaViolette, they've even measured these things and what it does to DNA and what it does to cause mutations. And then we have that fellow from, I can't think of where he's from, but he talked about this wave of fire that was going to purify the earth, very similar to the Hopi prophecies about the time of the purification, and on and on and on it goes. So it's not that been warned. Yeah, go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Stuart, while you're mentioning that, you know, it's odd that only the last few years have we even talked about any kind of waves, cosmic or whatever. And remember, we also have found out that gravity waves have been incoming, and they even have created science and technology to actually predict and observe gravity waves, and now the latest on those are the gravity. They're saying gravity waves are multidimensional.
Yeah, we don't understand time or space at all. In fact, if scientists are honest, they don't know what space is. They don't know what time is either. We just know they operate together because you can't have space without time, and et cetera, et cetera. You can't have movement without time, and you can't have movement without space. So those two are closely tied together. But we don't know how the Lord has actually set this up. We don't know anything about the portals that the Bible talks about, where the portals open up, come up hither, where, you know, there's evidently a tear in time space, and we go sailing away. If you're part of the clan, and if you're not, I guess you get left here to face the music. Get on to something else. Surveillance video of Epstein's cell on night first alleged suicide deleted. Technical errors blamed. How stupid do they think the American people are? Well, maybe they are. I don't know. What do you think about this? I mean, they're deleting?
Well, a few years ago, Stuart, I wouldn't have thought about calling the American people stupid, but the more I watch them with actually, the only thing they have is social media feelings. And I think that the American people have gone into the well of, if you will, domestic attitudes, like a domestic violent situation. And, you know, it is stupid because there's no common sense found.
Yeah, that's one of the problems. I guess, I don't know. Maybe they're just simply preoccupied with trying to get by with life. And of course, a lot of our listeners know perfectly well what's going on. And if you try to point this out to a neighbor or something, generally they just roll their eyes at you anyway and think you're nuts. And on and on it goes. But it's just amazing to me that here Epstein probably had all kinds of stuff on the very wealthy of the world, and obviously they killed him. One of the leading pathologists, I can't remember his name now, but he's been on Fox News, and he said there's no way he was hung himself. No way. And, go ahead.
I was just going to mention that, you know, I've worked a lot of homicides, and I've worked a lot of suicides, actually, over the years, and and I've been a part of teams that have worked those things. And let me assure you, you know, the piece of cloth that was used that they said he hanged himself, it would have been impossible for that cloth to cut his throat. What you see around his throat is what would be significant if someone used an assassin's wire, if you will, or a wire device to choke you out and cut your throat and kill you.
Yeah. It was violent death, and, of course, they're going to get away with it because, after all, Hillary can get away with anything. I guess all I can say to the rich people is this: enjoy the power you have now. Enjoy it because it's soon coming to a big, big end, and you're going to wish you had never, ever stuck your head out of your mother's womb. And these men are ordained of old, just like the false teachers, preachers, and evangelists out there. They have been ordained from old to that condemnation. And it's just too bad. Anyway, getting back to the Middle East, Sultan of Oman, dead. Reportedly dead this evening, according to reports coming out of the Middle Eastern country. Now, folks, Oman is really part of, it borders the United Arab Republics and Saudi Arabia, and it's right there by the Strait of Hormuz. This sounds very, very much like a murder. What do you think?
Well, we do know that there's a lot happening in the Middle East at the present time, and we also know that, you know, MBS or Mohammed bin Salman and his dad both, you know, King Salman, have been under attack. They've tried to drone attack them. They've tried to assassinate them. And so it seems like, Stuart, we're in a sudden time that, and this could be part of the Soleimani plan, was to actually decapitate a lot of leadership in the Arab republics.
Well, I heard a report. Now, I don't know if you heard it or not, but that we made a strike against the second in command,
Soleimani's replacement, and it didn't work?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that right?
I saw that information. That is correct. We did another strike. The one on Soleimani worked. The one they tried to do, the other one, the special forces tried to hit him in Yemen. He was the second in command under Soleimani, and they missed him and were not able to get him. So he's still out there. But, you know, I said on a previous show that I really do believe a guy like Soleimani had a dead hand switch. In other words, he had plans laid out in case something happened to him, that
yep.
what he had planned would go into action and continue.
Well, I did hear, I can't remember who it was, it was on YouTube, but they had a picture of Sol, of the hand, on the ring on the hand that they claim was Soleimani's ring. Well, some, you know, these guys on YouTube, a lot of them are brilliant beyond anything I can imagine. They dig into this stuff like you'd never believe. The real ring that Soleimani wore, because of other pictures of him, is not the ring on the hand. It's a lookalike. Did they get Soleimani or did they get a lookalike? And, you know, what do they call those? The doubles. We'll never know for sure, I guess.
Well,
what do you think?
We're still, there are still people wondering if we ever really got Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, I don't think so. Myself, Osama bin Laden had died years before, according to insiders. He died of internal organ failure. I can't remember what it was now, but that he was dead.
I think he had kidney failure or something.
Yes, it was something like that. Okay, Puerto Rican update of the earthquakes clustering. An underseabed volcano dome rising under the seabed in the trench area. There is one more very important thing to remember. There is a dome rising under the seabed caused by a large magma movement. It is an explosive breakthrough on the seafloor and is guaranteed to be huge, like an 8.5 to a 9.5 quake and a possible large tsunami happening. Just want to let people know that, as well, this is, I think, a Q alert as well. This is the new normal, where nothing is like how it was ever before. Evil is growing, and God's judgment is beginning to fall as well. The question in everyone's mind is not if, but simply when and how big. And will the trench open more and cause an even bigger tsunami action? All good questions, but only God knows the answer at this time. World elite are super worried about what is happening because Puerto Rico indicates what is happening in the Gulf states as well, at risk to oil rigs and oil receiving docks. Boy, doesn't sound like we're doing too good, does it?
No, but Stuart, there has been a lot of prophetic words about concern of Puerto Rico and that region for many, many years.
Yeah, and of course that could create a tsunami that would wipe out Florida, wipe out all the way through up through Texas, basically go inland quite a ways if it was a major, major quake. To Virginia, Democrats are now introducing new gun and ammo bans to kick off the new year. This is from InfoWars. Virginia Democrats, led by Ralph Northam, have introduced strict new gun control measures requiring gun owners to register their firearms with the state. They aren't going to do that, are they, Larry? I don't think there's going to be anybody that'll do that. What do you think is going on down there?
Well, it seems to me that it's the Democratic provocation to begin a civil war to where we just break completely in half.
Wow. Yeah,
you know, you got to remember, Stuart, you got to remember Anton Johansson, the Norwegian seer, that said that the Lord himself had came to him and told him about a matter of fact, he told him more than he could remember. He said the Lord told him about a second civil war coming to America. Now, this was over 100 years ago. And he said that America would break up into about three or four nation states. In other words, certain states would group together and because they wouldn't go along with the program. And so we'll be like the Balkans, I imagine. But he said he was told a lot by the Lord, but he said his memory wouldn't contain it, and he couldn't remember what started this civil war in America that would break it up finally. But he said it was going to happen. So there you are.
Yeah, and I think they picked Virginia deliberately, and probably because Virginia residents, as we know from almost all the counties, are going into this sanctuary, Second Amendment sanctuary situation, which they must have known would happen. They probably picked it deliberately, hoping that they could get a reaction from these people. And for the life of me, I can't figure out why they haven't already circulated petitions to either impeach Northam and their attorney general that's behind him and all his cronies, or recall them. I looked it up, and Virginia has the right to do that. They can recall and they can impeach, which would be, you would have thought they may have started that, but it doesn't look like it. It looks like there's going to be a very heavy resistance to this. And we have had reports of UN vehicles coming into Virginia, so this may be the beginning of the revolution. I mean, we've been in a quiet revolution, don't you think, Larry, for quite a while now. It's just not, it's a cold revolution. It's rhetoric and words, and the American people are split right down the middle, it seems like, 50-50.
Well, it's a revolution, Stuart. It's actually a civil war. It's ruler against ruler, and of course, Stuart, it's all painted with the color of politics.
Yes. Yep. Here's an interesting article. Now, this is from Sorcha Fall, so you got to give it a little bit of, I think it is anyway. President Trump just opened the gates of hell. Islamic journalist warns because Iran needs World War III chaos and carnage to bring on their end-time Mahdi. This is kind of interesting in view of, I think this is All News Pipeline. According to the British Palestinian journalist, as head of the first video, blah, 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 President Trump and America have just opened the gates of hell with the recent airstrikes. And this is why. It says, even a skeptic might ask if end times are upon us, with the Islamic Republic of Iran holding an apocalyptic Islamic viewpoint rather than simply a radical Islamic point of view. In other words, Iran, like ISIS, is trying to hasten the arrival of the Mahdi, who they believe can only come about during the end times. And I thought that was kind of interesting because I watched a video, I can't remember who it was, and he was trying to say that it's deep state that is doing all of these. They've read the Bible. They know what the end time signs are, and they are deliberately making these end time signs to fool everybody into thinking that Messiah has come. The only problem with that is the Lord never really does say in a lot of places who does what. You know what I mean? He doesn't say that he caused an earthquake here or an earthquake there. He just says there will be earthquakes. Well, we know they've got the technology to do it. What do you think?
Well, I kind of lean back on what you've always said over the years. You've consistently said it really doesn't matter in the long run who does these things or who causes them. They just happen.
Exactly. He says there is a dramatic shift underway in the Muslim world. The most serious threat we face in the Middle East and North Africa is no longer radical Islam, but rather apocalyptic Islam. We face not just one, but two regional regimes whose rulers are driven not merely by violent political ideology or by extremist theology, but by apocalyptic genocidal eschatology or end times theology. And the first is the Islamic Republic of Iran. And the second is the Islamic State or ISIS. Their leaders of the former are Shia, the latter are Sunni. Both believe we are living in the end of days as predicted in their ancient prophecies. Both believe that any moment now their Messiah, the Mahdi, will be revealed on earth as he establishes his global Islamic kingdom and the imposition of Sharia law. Isn't that interesting?
Well, it is, dear, and I heard something really interesting today from one of the generals that was on TV, and he was, I think it was Jack Keane, but I can't remember exactly. He was claiming something that got my attention, though. He said that Soleimani was one of those apocalyptic endeavor folks, and that Soleimani had been in a movement to try to actually increase the Persian Empire all the way from Iran down through Iraq and Syria, even into Lebanon. So he was building an empire for the Mahdi.
Yeah, I think, you know, there were some Iranian clerics that thought that Obama was actually the 12th Ayman of the Mahdi. And that's what, you know, a lot of Christians have thought, and I myself am one of them, that something is going to happen and he will come back, but who knows? We don't really know yet, and we'll have to just wait and see. I mean, everybody has their opinions on all this. I guess we just wait and see what happens.
Yeah, and I've got a new tour code for Barry Rothman if you want me to run through real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a brand new one, January the 10th, 2020. Barry Rothman did a Matrix. It has 13 terms in it, and he says Ukrainian airliner accidentally destroyed by Iran. And, of course, they're blaming this on Trump. But anyway, here's the wording, and I'll get your opinion after that. Number one, Ukrainian. Number two, flat. Number three, we utterly destroyed them. Number four, crash. Number five, utterly destroying. Number six, Persia, which is Iran. Number seven, Millie 2, ? Number eight, go out in the army. Number nine, Tehran. Number 10, year 5780 or 2020. 11 is accident. Number 12, believe it or not, is Barack H. Number 13 is Kiev. That's the capital of Ukraine. What do you think? Now, that's a strange code.
Well, I've been hearing rumors, and I've read several articles that claim that something was going on in the Ukraine. And we all know that Ukraine is totally corrupt. Now it's got this new president who said he was going to clean up the corruption. And they were looking into the arms business, evidently a corrupt arms business with Iran. A couple of the people on board, or a team of the people on board, had gone to Iran to investigate this, and they were on board, as I understand it, that airplane. Now, we know from the past that they will down an airliner if there's even one person they want to get a hold of. So that indicates, too, that if Millie's involved, we're going to go to war, folks. There's no question about it. Any last words, Larry? Boy, we ran out of time fast this time.
Well, I would just tell people to, you know, be aware of your circumstances, even if going – and, you know, I hate saying that over and over, but we need to be vigilant. You know, we need to be watchful around us because we're entering uncharted territory in America. You've got trouble on every side, and maybe nothing will happen Sunday, maybe into next week, but the impeachment starts big time apparently next week, and that's a cover for something, and so I think things are in the background preparing to happen.
Yep, and we've got all these sleeper cells and whatnot. It can happen at any time. I don't know. I mean, a lot of people don't want to live in fear and all that. I'm not saying live in fear, but if you don't have to travel in these major zones, don't. But if you have to, then be very, very vigilant. Overpasses and stuff like that. You walk into trouble. Anyway, thanks a lot for listening, and if anything breaks, we'll certainly come back on. So good night, everyone. Thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. And heads up, everyone, your redemption draweth nigh. Good night.